This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
A big day. I wouldn't call it a shocking day. Maybe the most surprising thing about the Sabres reintroducing, announcing, they haven't introduced him. They'll do all that tomorrow with news conferences. But rehiring Lindy Ruff as coach is how quickly this all happened. We bring Paul Hamilton in now on the West Hur Hotline, and maybe we can talk some about that, Paul. Like, I thought Lindy, obviously, we talked about him right after the news conference last week when Kevin Adams addressed the firing of Don Granato. Certainly, he was a name on the list. I'm almost stunned that it took 6 days and they're done. I mean, I don't know what kind of other search was involved here, who else was talked to, if anyone, but this moved rather quickly.
Yeah, you couldn't have an extensive search when you do it in 6 days. I'm actually not surprised just hearing what Kevin Adams said that day, that you know he basically had in mind what he wants from a coach, and it sounded like he had somebody in mind also. So I thought, we're going to be back here very soon.
And
this isn't going to be, we're going to interview 11 guys and, you know, college coaches and the mm-hmm. rest of it. And so that was the impression I got from the press conference. So the fact that it took 6 days did not surprise me in the least. I mean, Kevin Adams was on Lindy Ruff's staff for a year. So, I mean, he knows how Lindy Ruff thinks as a coach. I mean, he was with him for a full year. So, you know, you had that out of the way before you even got there. Now, Lindy Ruff has evolved since Kevin Adams was on his staff with the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, he's not the same coach he was. He understands how younger players are different now. I mean, you could really rip into him back then. Now you got to coddle him a little bit more. Just it's the way of the pro athlete these days. But it's been very interesting to read about it on my line. I mean, there are people who are really happy about it,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who think Kevin Adams just signed his own firing.
I've
read the whole thing. I mean, and it's about 50-50. People are really excited, and some people think it's really bad.
I wonder, boy, I would love to know to what extent, if at all, that was considered by them. And if they're at all surprised, the Sabres would be at all surprised that it, like, there, you know, is some divisiveness about the hire. Cause I think, you know, why would some fans be unhappy about it is I think they're worried that they're getting worked, right? That, like, you're mad at us right now. We got this seemingly endless playoff drought, and here's a guy you felt terrible when he got fired, remember, so we'll bring him back and just, you know, paint a big smiley face on top of the arena. Like, I get that it's unavoidable. I wonder how much, if at all, they expected it or are surprised by it.
I don't think they're surprised by it. And you know, Lindy Ruff is a very good coach. There's no question in my mind about that. And that's not the point. For me, it's more of I'm like in this town, we like to run things back. And, you know, everybody wanted Ryan Miller at the end of his career and Thomas Vanek. And we brought back Jason Pominville and, you know, the whole thing. And sometimes I just think to myself, maybe it's better just to get somebody new. Maybe, you know, a guy like Berube's won a Stanley Cup. But Lindy Ruff, actually, we've had conversations about this team. When he was coach of the Devils, he likes this team a lot. He thinks they are really good. And he thinks the young players are really good. And, you know, he has told me more than once that this is going to be a good hockey team. He goes, you know, you see what our team's doing? He goes, that's what the Sabres are going to be doing. He goes, there's no question in my mind. And, you know, he was the coach of another team when he was saying that. So he believes in this talent. And he would have had no reason to be kidding around with me or not being honest about it when we were chatting. We were just chatting about the team and everything. So I know he believes in this talent and he likes this talent. And, you know, he is a good coach. There's no question in my mind about that. He didn't win all these games if he didn't know what he was doing. And he has evolved as a coach, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, you last week were the first person that I heard the thing that's kind of all over now, and callers have even brought it up to me. Maybe they grabbed onto it when you brought it up, that Andrew Brunette was there with them last year in Jersey, and they had this great year and were one of the stories of the league. And I guess Lindy was, again, a Coach of the Year finalist. He didn't win, but still it was a great year. Brunette leaves, Nashville blasts off there in the playoffs, and the Devils just sort of spiraled here. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder about that piece of it here, because, you know, you can also just look at goaltending, but maybe the system overall played a part in it. But I don't know. Like, how do you feel now that he's here? Like, you again, I don't want to put words in your mouth or put you in a weird spot, but it didn't seem like your favorite idea to me last week.
Yeah, no, it's not. And Andrew Brunette was a big part of it, you know. He brought a good system with it. They had the system. Lindy Ruff is the head coach. And really, even that, you know, Andrew Brunette left, that doesn't mean you can't coach it. You can't continue doing exactly what you were doing, you know, even though that he went to become the head coach of the Nashville Predators. And look what they did. What did they win, like 16 out of 18 games and had points in both? I think they were 16-0-2 or something on that line. And so, yeah, but, you know, he was a very good assistant coach for them, and it all seemed to mesh, and they got two rounds into the playoffs with a good young team, just like this is a good young team. And he had some high-end talent in Hughes, the Hughes brothers, Hischier, and, you know, he's got some high-end
talent
here, too.
Jesper Bratt, yeah. Yeah, they were very much, I mean, we're not as familiar with the names of their nice young players, but I think they were very much like a mirror image type thing with the two organizations. And you would reference often, like, when Don Granato would be sort of lamenting his players being so young and inexperienced and not familiar with the pressure, Jersey was the example you would cite. Like, there's a young team, and look at that. Like, they don't seem to be having this struggle with the pressure. They seem to have it figured out.
And I wonder what Lindy Ruff can do with Dahlin, because I actually was looking, because I was writing about all the playoff series and Quinn Hughes came up, and I was looking at the draft, and quite honestly, that's Rasmus Dahlin's draft, and if he did it over, Quinn Hughes is the number one overall pick, and I don't even think it's close. I mean, he probably is going to win the Norris Trophy this year. You know, six teams passed over him. You know, I understand that Dahlin was the consensus number one. I'm not criticizing the Sabres for passing over him, but all six of those teams should have taken him, because he right now, if you redid the draft, is the number one overall pick, and he's far and away better than Dahlin right now. So I wonder what, you know, Makar is far and away better than Dahlin right now. So, and that's not saying Dahlin's awful by any stretch of the imagination, but he is supposed to be the generational number one young guy on defense, and he's not. And I'll be interested to see what Lindy Ruff can do with him.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline with us. Big day here for the Sabres as they announce that Lindy Ruff is returning to coach the team. Don Granato just fired last Tuesday. It took less than a week for Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams and whoever else was involved in this to find their man, and it's a little back to the future. Do we know, by the way, about tomorrow? Do you have all that already?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So that will be the introduction. And man, like it's hard to deny the emotional attachment I think a lot of fans have to Lindy. And that'll be, I don't know, part of the, I don't know if there's a struggle here to sort of get to a place where you feel comfortable and confident with it. But when you're emotional about stuff, that can be a bit of a problem. You know, like you're not as objective about it because you want it to work so bad. I would tell you, I definitely want it to work so bad. I think you know, I admire Lindy a great deal, and
they have not hired a bad coach,
right?
I mean, that's not what anybody is saying here. They've hired a very good coach. There's just other things involved, I think, that. And, you know, I'm sure that's going to be a question asked of Kevin Ames tomorrow. You know, how large was the search? You know, or because he said, that's what I mean. He said he knew what he wanted in a coach,
yep.
And he seemed like he knew who he wanted as a coach. So it seemed like he was on a guy right there. And I thought to myself, boy, we may be back here tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
The way he's talking.
I got the same vibe. I guess I thought he must have some certainty to, otherwise he would have painted himself into a corner with the talk about experience. Mm-hmm. Had some idea that he could land this quickly, but even still, I mean, I don't know. We barely got the playoffs started.
He's got a coach in Rochester who almost, you know, I think he went 13-2-1 in the last 16 games with Levi and went from almost out of the playoffs to a tie for first place. And only lost because of regulation wins. He almost wound up in first place, and this is his third time now in the playoffs in a row. And last year, took his team to the Calder Cup Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, so you got a really good coach in Rochester who wasn't considered. I talked about Carl in Denver, who has two national championships and a gold medal. You know, not considered, but they don't have NHL experience, so they weren't going to be considered. And, you know, he definitely had, and you know what? I'm fine with that. You've heard me say this, I don't know, for how many general managers, probably all of them. If you're a general manager, you have a plan. And don't let me or anybody else, any player, any media person, any fan, talk you out of it. If you think that's the plan to make your team better and to make your team a champion, you follow through with it, and it doesn't matter what other people think. So that's fine. If he thinks this is the right way to go, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. He should do it. And then if it doesn't work, then he's responsible for it. And he doesn't get another chance, in my mind. You know, this is his second coach hiring. He didn't have a good off season last year. Before that, he was fine. So, you know, this is his chance to fix it. And if he doesn't, to me, that's it.
Yeah, I wonder just what Lindy being here means. Is there like a certain style of player you'd expect them to target, or would they just go get what they have needed all along, which is maybe more like veteran two-way type players to play in the bottom six regardless of who the coach was going to be? I just wonder how much of a say Lindy will have in any of that.
Lindy didn't seem to mind having Adam Mayer. Now, of course, he had a fighter in both Rob Ray and Andrew Peters, because that's what teams did back then.
Yeah,
but he also had guys like Pat Coletta, Adam Mayer, you know, those guys were around, Brad May. So, you know, he enjoys having guys like that around, and he was that type of player himself. I mean, he wasn't afraid to drop the gloves until he wound up with shoulder injuries and stuff. So, you remember the clip of him and Billy Smith?
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. It's pretty cool. You know, him and Billy Smith go at each other. So, no, I think he's totally fine. I think what Kevin Adams said when we talked to him, I don't think he's changed his mind. Of course they need to be harder to play against. And as far as I'm concerned, you've got basically seven forwards right now. And you need, if you're going to go with 13 or 14, you probably need to get 5 to 7 more.
Wow.
And some of them could be in Rochester.
Yeah.
But whatever. You need to go get 5 or 7 more.
Who's all getting thrown overboard? Because I feel like I have fewer openings than that.
I've got Paterka, Tuck, and Thompson. I've got Cousins, Quinn, and Benson, and I got Greenway. Those are my seven. After that, I'm good. Let's roll after that.
So Skinner would be on your cut list, but his contract is probably going to make that impossible.
He is on my buyout list.
Right?
I don't know if he's on Kevin Adams' buyout list. But I think it's essential for them to move forward as a team. He needs to be bought out.
Wow. Have you broached that at all ever with current management or ownership?
No, we haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Well, maybe that, I don't know, has that come up at a coaching hire news conference? Maybe not. It might be a weird fit. I don't know. But I'm intrigued by that idea, I got to tell you. Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline with us for just a couple of more minutes here. What do you think?
I know Tom Puckett's trying to call me
here. Hey, Tom! Paul's on with us right now! It probably would have been more effective if I opened the door and yelled. Anyway, what do you think this means for the staff, right? Who was Matt Ellis was left behind and maybe Mike Bales?
Yeah, and Marty was left behind too. He seemed a pretty good coach. I mean, a lot of the defensemen liked him. And, you know, so it would be interesting to see. He came from Anaheim originally. And so it'll be interesting to see. It seems like, and they all may not be coaching. It seems like, you know, they could get different jobs as far as that goes. So there's three coaches still around. There were two that were let go, and we'll see where it goes from. But that doesn't mean they'll all be on the coaching staff. And don't forget, Chris Taylor was on his coaching staff, you know, back when he was with the New Jersey Devils, and he was let go here, and he wasn't a happy camper. So I don't think that Chris Taylor would wound up be coming back either, but you never know. I mean, a lot of people would say, well, we didn't think Lindy Ruff was going to be back either. So, I mean, you never know how that's going to go either.
Any thoughts on the first round so far of the playoffs?
How did Hullabuck let six in?
Good question.
I'm like, here's the Jennings Trophy winner. I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be a pretty even series. And next thing you know, he lets in six and they still win.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. That was a crazy game.
That game was drunk, like start to finish. I mean, it was fantastic to watch. Really, I didn't see much of Saturday. I mean, I know the results and read about it and everything. Sunday, I mean, that was the game of the day. I mean, just to have those two teams. And I thought it would be good. I certainly would not have expected 7-6, more like 4-3 would have been in the window for me with either team winning. But, yeah, it was crazy. Colorado, I would expect Hellebuck. I mean, he's the best goalie in the league. Certainly one of the best goalies in the league. I'd expect him to stabilize. I'd be really worried if I were Colorado.
I don't think he's letting in. I mean, Colorado, remember, they let in 8 twice. 7 twice, I think 6-4 times. So 8 times they let in 6 or more goals as a team. Now, they can outscore their mistakes quite often. I mean, with the way they play, they weren't able to do it against Winnipeg as in a 7-6 game. But they have given up goals all year. Grabbing the Rangers' backup goalie did not work.
No, that did not work, to put it one way. Yeah, you think the Leafs will make a go of it here? I mean, it was one game, but it was pretty one-sided.
They could. They've got the talent to do it, but the Bruins lock things down pretty well. And so, you know, I mean, when they play the Bruins, they usually go to 7 games. So you never know how that's going to go. But, it could go either way.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot for this. Busy day here already with us. And, of course, busy day tomorrow. Again, 1 o'clock news conferences with Adams and Ruff is what we were expecting.
That is correct. Yes, right. 1 o'clock.
Thanks a lot for this, Paul. We'll be in touch tomorrow, I'm sure. There's Paul Hamilton on our Wester Hotline. His appearances here on WGR are always brought to you by, there it is, Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Lines are open. You want to get in on the news of the day, the big news of the day? Pushing elbow. Look out. Here comes Lindy Ruff being rehired by the Sabres to kick NFL draft talk out of the ring. Here comes Lindy. All right, sorry, it was sloppy and unnecessary. But 803-0550 is the number if you would like to get in, get your opinion heard here by me, talk about the Sabres news here with Lindy Ruff being brought back as head coach of the Sabres. Lines are open right now. They've been pretty jacked up for, well, since the news broke, but wide open right now because everybody hates Paul. No, they're just open right now. Usually when we have guests, people fall off. But they're open, so hop on it. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I think that's, I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams, less than a week ago at the news conference announcing the dismissal of Don Granato as head coach, talking about what he'd be looking for, and the turnaround was that fast. There we are. Lindy Ruff is back as Sabres head coach. We're taking your reaction here. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has been off today, though I'm anticipating hearing from him before the hour is up here. Zach Jones along, as always, as well. Back to the phones we go at 803-0550, and Adam is first up this segment. Hi, Adam. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Chris. Two thoughts on this. First off, I really hope this works. I'm really excited about the hire initially, but after losing Rick Jeanneret last year and the state of the team and what it's been, it's going to be really, really unfortunate if one of the last holders of, you know, good vibes of Sabres hockey
does
not pan out, you know, in this circumstance, because, you know, what's left after Lindy, you know, I mean, there's not much. So, you know, the flip side of this is on the roster conversation. I'm glad that he signed up to take this job, but I wonder what he's going to be okay with roster wise coming in. Obviously, you know, I mean, look, he's going to take the deal. There's contract, there's money involved when you're an NHL head coach, but you know, there's risks associated with taking this job in his case too. And is he going to be okay going into next year with Dylan Cousins as his second line center, who really struggled mightily this year, and with Kevin Adams kind of seemingly wanting to build this roster with more youth? And there's a lot of prospects that we can be excited about, but
yeah.
Is that going to be enough for him as a coach, you know, going into next year?
Yeah, Adam, thank you. Really good point. That's what I was sort of bumping around with when I talked to Paul about the roster and how much of an impact Lindy being the coach could have. I think to go hand in hand with the change at head coach, I really feel like Kevin Adams, he should have, and the people that work with him should have learned a valuable lesson about how to put this team together. during last offseason, because they, I think, to whatever extent, thought they were, I don't want to overstate this, because it's not like I think they would have thought, like, well, we're going to go win the cup just like this. But I think they thought they were all set. And, you know, I like the roster. I think a different coach could have gotten them to end the drought. Honestly, I think there was a disconnect there, and it was evident pretty early on. They didn't act on it. That was their choice. I think they will work at the roster with what the caller, Adam, is bringing up in mind. Like, veterans, guys who know how to play the right way, finger quotes, rather than just relying on all kids. There is a lot of youth here. I think there should be some room for a piece. I don't know. I mean, Paul's got a bold idea about buying Jeff Skinner out and, like, really going to work on the roster. We'll see if it gets to that level. I'll be convinced they are willing to pay the cost, the sunk cost of buying a player like Skinner out when I see them do it. Maybe that's one step too far. Even if Skinner's here, there will be, I think, at least one veteran forward added in here, if not more. I think it's called for, and I think you'll get it. If you don't, and it's, you know, still more youth, I would be concerned, because I think they should have learned that they need a different mix of guys. I like the kids. That's why I say, when I say I like the roster, it's because I like the kids. I think Paterka is going to be the best guy on the team within a year or two. I'm very bullish on Quinn, right? So, and someone out of the Savoy, Kulik, Roseanne group, Oslin, Wahlberg, somebody's going to make the team, I think. But I don't know about more than one, because I think veterans are called for if they end up with as many spaces as Paul was talking about. I still think that might be ambitious. Brent is next up. Hi, Brent. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to, air my happiness that Lindy is
all
back.
Right.
And I think he can offer grit, which we're sorely missing, you know, especially the lower end of the lines. Like, of course, when you're two scoring lines. He's a former gritty player, and I think they'll appreciate it. I think Granato kind of had a coddle locker room, and I think, now's the time to win. Now's the time to be all grown up, and I think Kevin Adams touched on that, and I think Lindy will deliver that. And if all goes well, you know, next April we'll be in the playoffs.
I like it, Brent. I like usually, and look, this is pretty common knowledge, I think, right? Like we joke around, I think, self-deprecating. We're the complaint department, right? People usually don't call to say they're so. This guy, Brent, just said, I needed to call to tell everyone how happy I am. I want to just step back and appreciate the rarity that is, because it's usually the out. I'm so mad I can't take it anymore. Instead, I can't contain my happiness. I need to share. That was refreshing. I hope that your optimism ends up getting rewarded. 803-0550, again, is the number. Frank is next up. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hold on. The signing of Lindy Ruff has written all over it. In 2 years, we're going to be looking for a new coach and a new GM. He's had his two. He got lucky when he was with the Sabres the first time with Dominic Ash. And that's why he was so successful. Then he goes to Dallas. He had very talented teams when he went to Dallas. In 3 or 4 years, he made the playoffs once. Then he lost the dressing room as usual. And he got ousted. Then he goes to New Jersey. He made the playoffs 1 year out of 3, maybe. And he lost the dressing room there. He was getting, you know, he was alienating players. And we don't need that. We don't need another Buffalo guy in this organization. We need somebody to come in that knows how to coach. I'm not a Lindy Ruff fan. Never was. Never will be. I was never really a Kevin Adams fan in any term, but with this hiring, I almost want to go get my season tickets back.
Okay, Frank. Thank you. Appreciate the call. In the interest of being thorough, the comment about he got lucky with Hasek ignores the teams in the mid-2000s that reached the conference finals twice in a row. I know they lost. They didn't win the cup. But there was no greatest goaltender who ever lived on that team. Ryan Miller was there, and he was really good. But I don't know. It's not quite entirely true. I think you're overly dismissive. You don't have to be a fan of the hire for reasons that have already been talked about here, like the tugging at the heartstrings and the PR aspect of it. But you're doing a disservice, I think, overall to Ruff's ability. So thank you for the call. Appreciate it. John is up next. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How's it going?
Good.
So I just wanted to talk about, you know, the Lindy hiring, and, you know, all I can really think about is, you know, the feelings that I felt back in February of 07. It was the Sabres and Senators game when Chris Drury got knocked out and Lindy sent in all the street fighters onto the ice. And I was at that game. I was 12 years old. And, you know, all these years later, I still remember that day and how awesome it was to see Lindy get involved. And, you know, those feelings, they've never left me, I feel like. And, you know, I still can feel them today. And just, like, how awesome it was at the time, you know, and how proud of that you were of the team and of the coach. And, you know, never count out a Buffalo guy. And Lindy's a Buffalo guy, and I think this is a good hire.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call very much. It is there's going to be an emotional investment here, right? Like somebody here, John's on the same train as someone earlier said. Like if this doesn't work, that's long enough. I can't think about that for any longer. That's as much as I could do. And honest to God, it felt like a blood vessel was going to burst in my head. That would be the worst.
I hadn't thought about it until that call. I was like, oh no. I mean, like that's the immediate response of it, like, that's the only way it could get worse.
This has to work.
It has to. It has to. It's the only way the drought goes from like, no, this is hell, to like, no, you didn't realize it was until now. And it's just,
I
it
want
can't.
So badly for all of the thoughts that are now like just pouring over into my brain like Niagara Falls to like, is there a faucet? I can just, they shut the falls off one. Just shut it off. Oh, it better work. It's got to work. It just can't, it can't fail. It'd be the most demoralizing thing that's ever happened. Like, I had to sit in here. I know, right? Hard job. I sat in here back in 2013 saying he's got to go. It was over. It was evident it was over. He's got to go. This is Lindy I'm talking about back in 2013. He's got to go. And then they did it. Like, right in the middle. We're in the middle of, like, an opening segment of our show. And I'm like, yeah, I know it's tough, but it's over. He's got to. It's done. Did you see them last night? They're dead. Bang, he's fired. Oh, I feel awful. I just, like, it. In like a second, here's the announcement. They did what you said they needed to do. Oh, I hate myself. I hate everything.
Because he is truly one of the most beloved figures in Sabres history. And it's just, I mean, that's the thing, though, too. Like, what constitutes failing, I guess, now? Like, is the only way this succeeds is if he writes the story, we win the cup, and everyone's happy? Or is it like, man, just make the playoffs like two of the next 4 years and we're thrilled? Like, it's going to be that weird feeling of, like, what actually is failure? What is actually succeeding here?
Yeah. Let's squeeze in Luke here. Luke, hi. Thanks. You're on WGR.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. I always call when Mike isn't here. He misses a lot of big days. But anyway.
I guess that's all that worked out the last couple weeks.
You know, I'm so on Lindy coming back. I won't get into it, but, you know, that's not my point. The reason why I wanted to chime in, you know, I don't think Jeff Skinner – is going to be the kind of guy that Lindy Ruff wants in the locker room. And, you know, Paul Hamilton, comes on a lot. You know, I listen, you know, while I can, and he comes on a lot talking about how buying out the contract is the thing to do. And I disagree. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, he's 31. I think he's still got some game in him, and there's someone out there who would be at least willing to pick up, you know, three of that $9 million contract. So basically, I'm saying you should talk to Jeff, see where he wants to go, work from there, you know, retain salary, take what you could get. Like, hypothetically, obviously, this sounds like a bad turnout, but if you send Jeff to Toronto and retain 60% of his salary and get a fourth round pick, it's way better than buying him out. And, you know, it seems obvious. You know, all respect to Paul, I don't know what he's talking about when he says buying out the contract. That's all I wanted to chime in on. And thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think he's looking at a player that got dropped down the lineup with the previous coach. Most likely for not being capable of playing the right way. I don't know, man. Like, we'll see. It's funny. Larry Quinn called in right as this news broke. I've known Larry since I started in broadcasting, and you know, we communicate intermittently. It's not like we're friendly, like to the point where we hang out or anything, but like, whatever. I hear from him now and then. I'll reach out to him if I have something I want to bounce off him. So it's funny that he called. I'm seeing this. The station sent me this. Tim Graham, my buddy with The Athletic, tweeted a little while ago, Larry Quinn told me, quote, if Lindy Ruff was the head coach, Jeff Skinner wouldn't see the ice for a month. Now, that might be Larry. That I trust him. I know Larry. I know Tim. That might be Larry's opinion. I don't know if that's like fact, but there's the Skinner buyout idea is there. I mean, anybody who knows Lindy, you know, might suspect that. I don't know. Just thought I'd share because it seems pertinent as we're working our way through this. All right, a lot to sift through. We're going to take a break here. And Mike has been off today, but he's well enough to get in here and join me for some thoughts because he's missing another huge day here. So we'll spend some time with my co-host here in a minute. Take a quick time out here. We'll be back to have that. And Zach, you've got a full nightcap on the way?
Yep.
Okay, so keep the calls coming. Zach will be here to hang out with you after we talk to Mike. But coming up right after this, Mike Shope with me, the Bulldog, here on WGR. All right, rolling along here on a Monday. I am the Bulldog. Mike has had the day off, but big news means the man calls in just under the wire here. I don't have a big fancy intro. I don't know. Do we have sponsors for you? I don't even know how any of this works. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay. A friend just texted me, and he said, coaching changes only happen when I'm off. Is that true?
I don't know. You missed the Diggs trade. You were in Florida. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like other big stuff because somebody said, a guy last segment said, I seem to call you when Mike's off. He misses big news, I guess. Is the guy only calls when there's big news. I don't know about coaching. I don't feel like you've missed lots of coaching changes.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
So I guess it's past the point where I could say like I'm Mike from Grand Island like Larry Quinn did or something.
Yeah,
like,
right? I know.
Pretend to surprise you. I can't, right? You and I arranged this.
Yes, I'm aware. I did not have a tip off. He did tell Zach, and Zach chose to let me go in, which I respect because I might have been, I might have got tangled up if I knew it was him. So it was fun the way it happened on the air, like naturally anyway. Yeah. But so what do you think? You liked this idea a lot, I feel like, a month ago, and then, I don't know, last week started unfolding and it seemed like you cooled off a little. Is that accurate?
I thought it was probably not a great idea for them, given comparable choices, cup winners, credibility stuff, and, you know, like, they don't want to give off the perception that they're just sort of staying within the family, so to speak, mm-hmm. again. And I thought, you know, given his age and everything else, like, they didn't need to do it. That was it. Like, mm-hmm. I think at the beginning,
I felt like they could do it. They could. I feel that way today. I'm energized by it. I'm aroused by it. Like, I want to go to the first game. Somebody called you and said that. Like, imagine the first game. Like, I want to be there. And I have not wanted to go to a game in a long time. But that – hi, Margo. For this one, I will want to be at that game. So I guess I sort of went back and forth a little bit between, is it credible – can they get away with it, if you will, to, all right, well, they don't really need to, though. I don't know. I mean, Kevin Adams is who tipped that for me, because it did not make sense to me at his press conference that he was referring to Lindy Ruff. It just didn't. But this is Pegula to me. Like, this is what the owner would do. Like, he needs to keep the fans – you know, sort of on his side, like this is that move. So that's why a month ago I sort of signed up for it, because I think ownership wise and also hockey wise, which to me are very different things in this organization, or at least should be, this worked. So I don't know if Adams got who he wanted here, but I'm just kind of guessing at that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people call in since the news broke, and along the way, a few people have gotten me thinking about how much — this is where I left off right as you called in — this has to work. Like, a lot of us are emotionally invested in the team, of course, and Lindy is a key figure in that. He's a beloved figure in that, and I don't know if my fandom of the Sabres organization can take him coming back and it going up in flames. Like, it might break me. I mean, I have felt like I was breaking for a lot of this year, but — and it's a very negative way to look at it — but like, this better work.
Well, you and I have a long time to talk about this, but that didn't really happen for Marv, did it? I mean, you don't think differently about him now than before he came back, right?
No, that's right. It was a different job, though. You know, like, he wasn't the coach anymore, and I don't know. It didn't have the credibility. Lindy still was an active coach just a few months ago. Marv was, you know, in his 80s, so it's different enough. But
any coach can win in hockey. Look at the guys who won. Would you ever have thought they would be good coaches? Like, any coach can win in hockey. I'm so excited for feeling like fans are into it again. And I think even if it is considered a little bit cheap, it has enough credibility for me to think that that's a good thing. And I want to be at those games. I want to watch him set records. You know, like, it could be really amazing if he takes them the next level up, which we kind of all thought
a different coach could do. Yeah.
Right.
Let's leave it there. I hope to see you tomorrow. hope you're good. All right. And thanks for making a few minutes here.
Of course.
That's our man, Mike Shope. He'll be back with me tomorrow for the full show. We've got Greg Wyshynski booked in to talk about this. He's a Devils fan. stay tuned. If you want to call and talk about it, Zach is going to take over for me here with the Nightcap, his show. So come on in, 803-0550. The Sabres are bringing Lindy Ruff back as their head coach. News conference tomorrow. We'll be talking a lot about that on tomorrow's show. But again, stay tuned. Zach Jones and the Nightcap on the way right here on WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.